Well, a statement from Aspen Pharmacare this afternoon reading that Aspen is extremely disappointed to learn over the past weekend that specific batches of the J&J COVID-19 vaccine manufactured at Outlywerha production site and designated for South Africa's market have to be destroyed due to the good manufacturing practice risk of isolated material in the drug substance, etc., etc., etc. Clearly a huge amount of frustration. Stephen Saad is chief executive of Aspen Pharmacare, and I mean, I'm sure you would have really preferred to be far further ahead in terms of not only supplying vaccines domestically, but being involved in the import of these vaccines where necessary, Stephen. And it's been very, very slow.
Look, we can only do what Aspen can do in the process, which is to make vaccines. So you're absolutely right. Frustrated, disappointed on Friday. Look, we're in a fantastic space. We've managed over the last 72 hours together with J&J to pull it back and more, but a lot of really hard work to get it there. Bruce, I'm a lot more relieved as a South African now than I was at the end of Friday, because that was quite a shock.
Okay, explain to me what is giving you a sense of optimism, as you've got to destroy 2 million doses here, doses that were destined for South Africa and Baltimore had to be destroyed as well. What gives you the optimism?
Well, there's nothing optimistic about that. The positive, though, is how we've pulled back so that South Africa, we don't lose the momentum on it. So what's given us optimism is that, you know, we've had to work hard with J&J. And J&J have been great because they're the one company that capacitated Africa through Aspen. And, you know, we really faced a real mess together with them over the last few days and the weekend. So what gives us optimism very simply is getting, no one wants to talk, everyone, we want delivery. So in the next few days, we're getting, and it might even arrive tonight already, we've got 300,000 doses arriving from overseas to look after our teachers, who are critical for the education of our children. So that arrives, and the teachers are being prioritized. In addition, over the next 2 weeks, it's not at the end of 2 weeks, it's over the course of from day to 14 days. We are receiving more doses from overseas, and by Monday next week, we also expect a fresh batch to come to be released out of our facility in Quebec. So, you know, that and the volume commitment there is to get to at least the contaminated stock. So we'll get, as a country, over 2 million doses over the next couple of weeks between what J&J provide and what Aspen provides. And, you know, the Aspen production uses a different source of material. The other problematic source was a U.S. company called Emergent. We now have a European source that we started making just about a month back. And, you know, we've got plenty of material of that source that will keep us going through July, et cetera. So we will have a lot of momentum in South Africa. Our process has installed. We'll be able to roll it out as efficiently, as effectively as we can. Supply will not be the issue over the next period. I think the disappointing part is that we don't see ourselves as looking after South Africa only. We're very committed to Africa as well. Of course, we make for the globe. We make for Korea, Canada, Europe. But, you know, our core focus is to make sure that Africa and South Africa receive their stock. So it's very important that we get stock to Africa as well.
So talk to me about the outlook for the next couple of months, because in the next 2 or 3 weeks, sure, we get 2 million doses, and that deals with a short-term emergency.
Sure.
But we should have had millions of doses produced already and being shipped out, and there have been these delays as a result of these contaminants, and that happens. It's horrible, but it happens. So we're pushing out the sort of time frames a bit. By the end of the third quarter, how many vaccines have you produced and sent out?
I think you can't, from a South African perspective, you won't be able to vaccinate as quickly as we can manufacture. Our manufacturing capacity is big. So even if you rolled up with the most ambitious targets and you gave it to every single private person or every public sector, you can't roll out quickly enough. So what we first of all had to do is let's focus on the next month. And that is where we've got this stock arriving to assist us over the next month or so. from, and then the stock continues to come off our line in July, August, September. We're talking about millions upon millions of doses. So I think that we everything. When I tell you Friday was a bad night, it was a bad night. But you know, together with J&J, we've particularly with what they're bringing in from offshore as well, we're in a really good space to not. It's sad to lose any stock, of course, but we don't lose momentum here in South Africa because we get a lot of stock in this next period. And that was our risk, is that do we have to wait till next week, Monday, when Aspen stock comes and, you know, are we going to be hand-to-mouth and all of that for a period? And certainly bringing the stock in, as they have, has really helped buffer the lost stock so we can keep running the stock out. Of course, you know, when you've got stock sitting, you've got millions of vials sitting, you've got to store them somewhere. It's got to be in the fridge. And so there's only so much you can store, Bruce, your facilities without impacting production.
Now, of course, have you been manufacturing through this phase? I mean, because you're talking about importing doses. What's happening in terms of your manufacture? When we first spoke about this last year, you were talking about a million doses a day by now.
Correct. And so that's what I said. You're limited by how much you can store. So you don't know if the batches are contaminated, not contaminated, what you've got, what will work or not work. So what we did do, and with J&J, was to use another source of manufacture about a month back, which was the European sources, which is what comes off our line now, because we know for sure those sources would have no problem. It's just that when you manufacture, when you start, sure, you can do a million a day once you're rolling, but you now need to, you know, pull that pipeline again, start the manufacturing process. And you know, by the time you manufacture and you test it in the labs and get it sterile, the process is just over a month. So the stock that you're going to see next week come up our facility was made effectively a month back. So we haven't stopped. We stopped using the old material or the American materials, produced material, and we used the European material.
How worried are you about timing and variance? Because the variants are, of course, the great unknown. So far, so good, I think, in terms of what we do know about variants and the efficacy of J&J. But there's always the possibility of a sneaky variant emerging from some part of the world at some point.
Yeah, look, I think there's two things. I'm really disappointed that this happened at all because we had the stock ready from the end of April. And we've seen you've gone into a third wave. And, you know, you wonder how many lives you might have been able to save had you been able to distribute that product at the end of April. So, you know, that's the sad part of what we've got. In terms of variants, there's been fantastic data come out just very recently on how effective the J&J vaccine is against all variants. And it's really proving to be fantastic from that point. I mean, it's obvious that it can be kept in a fridge. It doesn't need to be frozen. It's obvious that it's only one dose on healthcare stretched places like, say, South Africa and all the rest. Who'd want, you know, if you can have one dose, one shot that's effective, that's what you want. Yeah. So all of that is positive. But also the data coming out now, and obviously the data is, you know, there's more and more data coming out as we go live with more and more patients globally. But the data has been so positive on the J&J product for all variants. And that gives us a huge sense of comfort. And there was the one company that tested itself against the South African variant and the Brazilian variant at the time when they did their test, and had good clinical results.
Stephen Saad, thank you very much indeed. He's had a busy weekend sorting out the mess as a result of contaminants coming from a component provider in the United States. I think he's laid it out well. There's a sense of optimism that they're back on track, which is a relief. But yeah, frustrating that the vaccines that are in storage that were ready to be used...